in Caseville, Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson in Elkton, and Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther in Pigeon. Dr. Putman is currently now accepting patients at Schur Family Medical Center, located in the Medical Arts Building at Schur Hospital.
Make your appointment today with me, Dr. Blake Putman, at Schur Family Medical Center by calling 989-453-2141 or visit schur.org for more details.
That's 989-453-2141.
I'm Dr. Blake Putman, and I am Schur.
Are you Schur? We are. Schur. Better health. Better life.
Hey, Mr. Tompkins. It's me, Henry. Weird to see you outside of school like this.
Yeah, Henry. Even we teachers get out and about, sometimes. How about you? Doing some school shopping?
Oh, I already did that, Mr. T. I went to Thumb Cellular yesterday.
I was talking more about pencils and notebooks. What's Thumb Cellular have to do with school?
Their Get Back to School sale, of course. Check out my new iPhone SE. I got it for free with a 2-year contract. They are even offering 25 bonus gigs, a free iTunes or Google Play card, and tons of discounts.
Discounts? On what?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. Samsung Galaxy S8s and 8 Pluses, iPhone 7s and 7 Pluses. In fact, all of the phones they have in the place are on sale. Just till the end of September, though.
Is that so? Well, in that case, maybe there's a little back-to-school shopping I need to do for myself. Hey, thanks, Henry.
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carol, Pigeon, and Sandusky and get the only thing you really need for back-to-school.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck, whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000.
Like this 1999 regular cab Chevy Silverado 1500 local trade. 4.8-liter, 8-cylinder engine, AM-FM CD, power windows, locks, outside mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100 or see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318.
872-3318. Final score from Deckerville, Michigan finds the Deckerville Eagles with a big victory, 52-0 to be precise, over the Lawrence Tigers, the first time they have defeated Lawrence in 3 tries. Deckerville now moves on to 2-0 on the season and 1-0 in the NCTL Stars as they take out divisional foe Lawrence. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to the score?
Wow, we just got 2 scores in the second half. When we left you at halftime, it was 38-0. All you need to know is Cruz Ibarra, as he gets a 10-yard touchdown run in the third quarter. The 2-point conversion was good. That was 46-0 at the end of the third. And in the middle of the fourth quarter, Cruz Ibarra breaks free again, this time from 70 yards away. He shows off his speed. The 2-point conversion run was no good, and that would be your final, Clark, 52-0, as Deckerville finally gets over the Lawrence Tiger blimp on the radar. They finally get a win against that program, and they do it emphatically with a couple exclamation marks. Excuse me.
No need to explain this one
at
all.
No, not this time.
Well, they also limited Lawrence to just 157 total yards, 99 on the ground, and the remaining through the air of 58 yards. Deckerville's offense, 355 total yards, 341 of those on the ground, the other 14 on one of two passing to Cruz Ibarra, which actually resulted in a score. Leading rusher, Dave, you want to take any bets for Deckerville?
Yeah, I'll take a guess. Give me Cruz Ibarra.
For 246, Alex.
That to say.
20 carries, 246 yards, and three rushing touchdowns, all coming in his last five carries. An average of 12.3 per carry, and also he's had three rushing touchdowns as well as a receiving touchdown. Pretty good night for Cruz Ibarra.
He might be on my fantasy team this year, Clark.
Up next, Cole Rumzik, 11 carries, 51 yards, and two scores. Then Brendan Handley, the fullback, six carries for 44 yards. That's all the carrying for Deckerville tonight. Isaac Kineth, 1-for-2 in passing for 14 yards and one score. Cruz Ibarra brought that one in. Punting wide, Janowick only had to punt three times. His average was 42 yards per punt. Pretty good there. And then three penalties, two false starts, a holding, nothing in the second half. Deckerville's defensive numbers, 25 tackles, six tackles for a loss, one sack, one interception, two recovered fumbles. Leading the tackling, Cole Rumzik with six tackles. He also had two tackles for a loss and one sack. Pretty good night for Cole Rumzik on the defensive side. He is followed up by Curtis Vogel and Travis Trigger, each with four tackles. And then behind that, Keaton Bowerman with three tackles. Zachary Ostrowski and Cruz Ibarra with two tackles apiece. And then we have Brendan Handley with one. Cole Hewitt had three. So here's the tackles for a loss altogether. Brendan Handley, Cole Rumzik with two. Kenton Bowerman with one and Curtis Vogel with two. Cole Rumzik with the 8-yard sack as well. Interception goes to Zachary Ostrowski. And as Zachary Ostrowski actually had the first recovered fumble as well, and then Cruz Ibarra the other. Penalties, four of those were illegal procedures on kickoffs. The other two were offsides at the very end.
Absolutely. Just a dominating performance from Deckerville. Still a few penalties they could clean up. Obviously, the illegal procedures are never going to stop, but the offsides and a couple penalties on the offensive side. But keep in mind that the quarterback, Kineth, he can throw the football whenever they want to, and that's something they showed tonight. They do a lot of play action on two-point conversions. They had some success throwing it for that two-point conversion. And when this offense is moving and they play some tough teams, they can certainly run the football and run play action out of it. And they can score on just about anybody, Clark. It's a very impressive performance on Deckerville on both sides of the football.
Of Lawrence's 99 rushing yards of the night, Connor McDaniel had 63 of them off of 14 carries, averaging 4.5 per carry. And close behind him at 3.25 per carry was Garrett Weston, the other quarterback, 8 carries for 26 yards. Then Lewis Reyna, 3 carries for 13 yards. Dylan Matheny, 1 carry for 3 yards. And Chris Schumann, 1 carry for negative 6. Garrett Weston, 6 for 11 through the air for 58 yards. His long reception was 35 yards to Connor McDaniel. McDaniel was 0 for 5 in passing with 1 interception. McDaniel was the leading receiver at 52 yards off of 3 for 4 receiving. And then Lewis Reyna, 2 for 5 for 9 total yards. Dave Hansen, final thoughts from tonight.
Just a complete domination performance by the Deckerville Eagles. They were better in all facets of the game. First, you know, right out of the gate, scoring a touchdown, forcing a turnover, pick six, scoring defensively, recovering onside kick, and they just dominated. Again, when you don't have a play that goes for a negative yardage in a game, your offense did really, really well, and their defense was just outstanding, which I fully expect when I come to Deckerville, as you think hard nose defense, and that's really the reason they won today, and they won down in the trenches. That offensive defensive line, the running backs and quarterbacks better take them out to dinner tonight, because that's the reason where all those stats came from. Cruz Ibarra was absolutely exceptional.
Now let's take a look at the other scores around the area. We have some finals, and we have some that's still ongoing. Cass City takes out Ubley 30-16 in Cass City. Cass City victorious by 2 touchdowns over the Ubley Bearcats. Last we heard, Beaverton was leading Harbor Beach 14-6 in the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, Lakers was leading Sandusky 38-14. Vassar leads Brown City 35-20 in Vassar, a game in which no one can sit in the bleachers because the bleachers failed their safety check. And last we heard, Reese against Memphis was 40-0 sometime in the second quarter. And we're getting 620 to 6 Beaverton, 504 left in the fourth quarter. So, Dave Hanson, that's surprising from Cass City, but at the same time, not surprising.
Well, Cass City did score 50-some points on Flint Hamity last week, so you had to think that they were definitely going to find a way to score some points. I just thought the Deckerville or the Ubley defense, similar